Nobel Prize Unjustified. 10th of October 2009, this is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Oslo, Norway. Members of the Nobel Awards Make Better Living for All, or NAMBLA, have released a statement to defray the criticism of their Nobel Peace Prize to President Barack Obama for his 10 days in office. They've been under fire due to the citizenry of the world generally being able to read, and Alfred Nobel's will, being a matter of public record. The section of the will relevant would seem by many to be this, quote, "and one part to the person who shall have done the most or the best work for fraternity among nations, for the abolition or reduction of standing armies, and for the holding and promotion of peace congresses," unquote. It has been said, and loudly, that President Obama did nothing in the 10 days of its tenure to have justified his name being submitted, let alone winning. President of the Nobel Awards, Sven Socialiste, disagrees, saying, quote, "Of course, he had not time to work for fraternity among nations or for the holding and promotion of peace congresses. But has everyone forgotten his work in the abolition and reduction of standing armies? And how this policy has captured the spirit of past greats and who have won this prestigious award?" Unquote. Explaining further, Sven pointed out that by the president immediately breaking his pledge to free those held without trial in Guantanamo, that he was in fact upholding a reduction of the armies in the Middle East. Further, that he was backing away from all promises made during his campaign, including to withdraw from Iraq and Afghanistan, that he was creating an atmosphere of militarism that could not help but reduce the army of the United States. Indeed, almost 500 coalition soldiers have been reduced in the wars that the president has not withdrawn us from, creating a reduction not only in the American army, but several European ones as well. Further, continued bombings have greatly reduced civilian populations abroad, some of whom must surely have either been in the military or were thinking of joining. As to the president's spirit, Sven said he'll put it up against any past winner. Quote, "President Obama conducts himself as other Nobel winners of the past, such as Theodore Roosevelt's reduction of the Filipino army, or Cordell Hull sending 950 Jewish refugees back to Nazi Germany so as to let Hitler reduce the population of any future Jewish army," unquote. Sven went on to mention that other winners of the Nobel Peace Prize, like Henry Kissinger, credited with 3 million reductions for his bombing campaigns of nations America was not at war with, many of whom might certainly have contemplated military service. And Yasser Arafat, credited with reducing the Israeli army noticeably and reducing the civilian population of Israel, from which the Israeli army recruits, even more. Again, Sven says, quote, "President Obama has certainly not got such grandiose levels as Kissinger or even Hull, but give him time. America is still embroiled in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's keeping Gitmo open, and is even now contemplating the reduction of the Iranian army. He's a machine, but a machine for peace," unquote. President Sven Socialiste then excused himself, saying that he and the committee had to go over next year's nominees. Quote, "We're looking into posthumously awarding it to Imad Mohanninieh, who masterminded the Beirut suicide bombings that reduced the U.S. Marine Corps by 220 soldiers. True, he's dead, but frankly, we dropped the ball on that one by not awarding it to him while he was still alive. We gave it out to Jimmy Carter instead. Oh, jeez, what were we thinking? Who'd Jimmy ever reduce?" Unquote. It should also be noted that Odin himself attended the award ceremony. He left greatly unsatisfied. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.